I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. This is Steve here. And joining me today, I got Alex.
Wow. This is going to be another one of those intimate episodes, you know?
Yeah. It's going to be another one of those amazing solo dolo duo shows.
Duet.
Yeah, that one too. Yeah, duets.
Yeah. I forgot what was the show or whatever that they had the song Let's Duet.
I don't know.
It's gonna probably hit me later on or whatever the hell. But it was a parody thing because it's supposed to be for it's a duet. But the way that they made it was a male singer and a female singer like Let's Duet. It was like, oh, double entendre. I get it.
Excuse me. I don't know. I don't know. So,
Like I said, it'll hit me somewhere. I don't know if it was from a movie or from a show.
I think it is from a movie because I just Googled it, and it's from Walk Hard.
What is it from? What?
Walk Hard. The Dewey Cox movie.
Oh, that's right. Walk Hard. That dude, I love that fucking movie, man.
Honestly, I've never fully watched it.
Really? Mm-hmm. Dude, every area when it came to that was different eras that because it was a parody of Johnny Cash.
Right, yeah.
Right. But every era went different albums and different things, different styles. So it was always different, like him experimenting different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, dude, that movie in general was just fucking great. I think if anything, I'm gonna put it back on because I do have it on the DVDs.
Okay. On the old format.
Yeah. I mean, I could just go online or whatever and just go on the Sticks of Fire and check it out.
But right, of course.
If I got the legit thing, the legit hard body album or whatever
exactly. Why not? Exactly.
Yeah. Put it to use.
Mm-hmm. It's the best way to do it.
Burn it slowly so it won't be able to be used anymore. Then I have to stream it.
Basically. Just run it to the point that it just fucking it just gets scratches everywhere. You gotta try to fucking clean it with toothpaste.
Toothpaste, and then the other trick was butter too.
Oh yeah, that's right, butter too. I forgot about butter.
Yeah. You use your octane stuff to fix it up. then later on, whatever, it's like, yo, why does my album have? Oh shit, you got a better beard than I do. The fuck?
It's got super shine,
dude.
They actually have the fucking biotin stuff that you can actually help it helps your beard growth and shit.
So
you can put that on it too if you really want to.
Yeah. I'm gonna make my DVD a man. but you just reminded me that I was just going through you already know I have a huge collection when it comes to music.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And there are certain albums that I have that are just so worn because of all the different boom boxes and fucking computer and everything like that.
And Discmans and
Discmans and it's just, yeah. So, and I was just thinking, like, okay, so one of the albums that's just, like, overly played is actually fucking the first and second Korn albums.
Ah, yes. Are,
you know, the self-titled and then Life is Peachy, which is the second album. And those albums are fucking great, dude. And the, another one that I have is actually the first CD that I ever bought, which is Smash from Offspring.
Okay.
Yeah, so that is the first album I ever bought. And you know how dated it is, dude? I got it from Nobody Beats the Wiz.
Yeah, Nobody Beats the Wiz.
Yeah.
I still miss those Nobody Beats the Wiz days.
Dude, I miss that. I miss, actually, the one thing I really miss is like going to Virgin Megastore. And you know how when your album will come out, you'll be able to just listen to it, like, you know, like an album when it comes out in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my God, man. Like, the only thing that kind of sucked is, like, you know, since people listen to shit all the time, their headsets sometimes are like, you were lucky if you had one that worked both sides.
Yeah, I miss those days for sure.
Man, Jesus Christ. I'm like, we're like dating ourselves right now. Like, you know, remember this? Remember that? Dude, I remember when I went to go to TRL, the like one time when Korn was there, and they were giving out like advanced copies of their album at the time.
Yep.
I want to say it was Issues, if I'm correct.
I think it was, yeah. I think it was around that same time, yeah. Issues was when TRL was a big thing.
And I got mad because I almost caught it and someone, you know, in front got it. I was like, bitch. Because they were throwing, you know, throwing it out.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's okay. When you gave them all the elbow. Ugh, motherfucker. I hate you.
Yeah. Start a fight. Get arrested. Have a record. Mm-hmm. Why? And they're like, you know, I can see right now, like, you know, well, what are you in for? I'm like, fucking Korn out. What the fuck is Korn? And then it's like, you're not going to get it. I'm about that life, son.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Something takes a part of me.
You and I were meant to be. Uh-oh. Boom.
Boom. Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Perfect. See, it only makes sense. It's only right.
Yeah, and it was funny because since I'm on this whole Korn tangent because I was listening to, you know, whenever I'm out of it, there are like certain go-to bands that I go to just to kind of like, you know, to
mm-hmm.
like you know, just to chill out and to like
your escape bands basically.
Yeah, to decompress from like the everyday drudgery of life. So, mm-hmm. There's this one song. It was like from the like one of, like I want to say newer albums because remember they have so many albums now, but the song "Spikes in My Veins."
Oh yes.
So yeah, so that song, like, you know, it's the right combination of like hard rock with Korn with kind of the fucking like dubstep style, but the right kind of amount, not too much.
Yeah, no, I know that song. I actually like that song too. That's from the Paradigm Shift.
Yes, and that, like, that to me, honestly, that's like the best song of the album too.
It is because that album, even though it was good, it wasn't like their best. It was a good. It was a good divergent from like everything else has been, kind of like coming out. That I was like, eh. I pass on that one or whatever, because this was the one that was that came out after like the 3 album, or whatever, right?
I believe so. Yes, but that one actually wasn't a bad album either.
The 3 was pretty good, but but what I'm trying to say is like it was kind of like it was they tried a little too hard.
I think the problem is that, like, you know, and maybe this is the truth when it comes to like certain bands that. You know, if when you have a band that's been out for like such a long time, whatever, you're gonna have a lot of hits and misses. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like when it comes to mm-hmm. stuff that, you know, you can, you know, it's kind of hard to stay with that old, you know, like the what got you, you know, to the top to begin with, like,
yeah.
You know, what created the fan base, if you will.
Yep.
Because when it comes to artists, it, you know, artists always change, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes for the better, and then, you know, even the a lot of times for the worse. But you know what, when you have like something like you, like, you know, that, like, at the time they actually had a niche, because I don't know about you, but Jonathan Davis's voice is very unique.
Oh yeah, it really is. It was so new, so unique that he could fucking like create his own little character in a fucking movie and be that character in a movie. And not actually be him.
Yeah. And then I still remember when, what was it, when Adema came out and his half brother,
mm-hmm.
you know, was the original lead singer. And yep. I swore when that single Giving In came out, I was like, oh shit, a new Korn single. I was like, that's not fucking Korn.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's funny? They just ate the fuck out of that shit.
Yeah, and then what was it? I think what was it? After the second or third album. No, it was. I think by the third album, they got a new singer, and it just didn't flow right, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Adema was a decent kind of band. They were okay. I wasn't a fan of theirs.
I mean, like I said, that first album that they came out with was actually not bad. Like, I liked that album too.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Going back to A Paradigm Shift, The Paradigm Shift was actually the first album after, well, it came out after The Path of Totality.
Oh my god, that fucking album. You know what's funny? That is one of the, that is the only Korn album I never bought, because when I found out what it was, because, like, you know, it was like, all right, new Korn album. And then when I had the commercial Feelings featuring two songs with Skrilla, I was like, nope.
Yeah. And the one before that was a 3 album.
Yeah, but that, like I said, that 3 album was good too.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, going back to the thing, because now I'm just going on random tangents. But you know, that's what I love about this, that we can just do that, right?
Yeah, that's the point of these little solo shows, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So to decompress after like a long, you know, weird. Work weeks, if you will, because you already know, since we're passing, you know, because first off, it's a new year, but you know, this
yeah, that's right. A happy motherfucking new year, motherfuckers. Yeah.
Yeah. So. No, it was funny how you did, how you were saying that. I was taking a hit off the jewel, so it's just like, oh man. I was trying not to cough. There you go. I was like, oh my god. Oh, he's e-sticking. Ew. Listen, I'm not in the mood of going outside to have a regular smoke just to come back and record. I was like, as you know, I could put the mute button and take a hit.
Whatever. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but, ain't nothing wrong with that shit, dude.
Yeah, but back to back weeks of since, what was it, Christmas Day fell on Wednesday, and New Year's Day fell on Wednesday. These work weeks were like threw me off so hard, because you know how we work. It's still as they call it, the school schedule. You know, the school work schedule.
Yeah.
You know, Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that it threw me off, because what was it, when I came back to work on the day after Christmas and New Year, you know, the day after New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it felt like Monday to me.
Yeah, but it was actually Thursday.
Like, throw it off.
Fuck. Yep.
Yeah. So today, and you know, a lot of people will not get it if they don't work, you know, Monday through Friday. But mm-hmm. today to me felt like it felt like a Tuesday. So yep. I'm just like
Friday. And you're like, God damn it.
Yeah, and it's throwing me off, because I actually before like. You know, like when I was like, oh yeah, that's Thursday, Friday. I was about to like prepare the breakfast for tomorrow, but you know, like it's like to work. So I was like, wait a minute, I don't gotta do that.
Mm-hmm,
I was like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right, because like with the message, like that's right, we're recording. Yeah, that means I get to crash tonight.
I get to not and do so much.
It's gonna be. Yeah, but even better, because like we were talking before we started recording of. I worked with the combination of the 2 weeks, I worked like a little over 10 hours of overtime.
Nice.
So awesome. Instead of working right in my normal, you know, 80 hours, I got 90. So imagine, if you will, like, you know, I staying a few days here and there during the closing shift. And it sucks because I work in the I work in the mailroom, right? We don't have a person that picks up the mail to take it, you know, to the post office. I have to lug it myself. Yeah, so I got to take it myself. And mind you, like, I think it was like two of the days, it was a rainy day, so I had to, like, you know, put it in the bag. And then since this is around the, like, the season where people are sending out so much stuff, because I work at a in the mailroom of a of an investment firm, so they're sending out a lot of stuff. And in the next few weeks, since it's gonna be, they're gonna be working on their like, what is it, their final quarter before they start working on the whole tax, you know, before sending out the paperwork for taxes.
Yep.
And that, my friend, is
that's gonna be a bitch.
Yeah, like, you know, it's like, you like working? No, you just know you're gonna work. Yeah, well, it's like, all right. But the only positive thing is I know that if they're like, oh, do you want to stay a couple of, like, an hour or two extra? Like, yeah, it fucking got built. I got, you know, the kid shit.
Yeah, basically.
I haven't hit the lotto yet, and I haven't been discovered by Hollywood, so, you know. I gotta work.
I haven't been contacted by these fuckers.
Yeah, you know, I made a promise, like a promise to myself that I said if I went, like, when I do come to good money, right, and I'm able to, like, invest and we'll go to, like, this job, whatever, it's like, you know, I used to work for you, whatever, now you work for me, now make me money.
Basically, for real.
Yeah.
It's not a bad way to do it.
But yeah. It's not, but...
It's not necessarily the best way to do it, but it's not the worst.
Dude, remember, like I said, since I work in the mailroom, right, sometimes we have to, like, you know, put checks into envelopes and, you know, like, stamp them or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But looking at these checks, sometimes, dude, like, you get checks that's like, damn, I don't see this in a year. And it hurts because it's just like, I wish someone had my name.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that would be hilarious or whatever. Like, you know, they have my name. Like, you know, I thought it was for me.
No, not for you, sir. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
God damn it.
Not for you, broke man.
Keep dreaming, asshole.
Yeah. Now you're going to federal prison.
Motherfuckers.
And then that's how I get my money again, because I have a reality show.
Yeah, exactly. Yay, realities.
Yeah.
The Real Housewives of the South Bronx.
So, how's your day so far? Everything's working out right. You know, not getting raped. Another day is a good day.
Yeah, exactly.
like, did you? No. That's why I keep fighting.
I'll be fighting every day, all day.
Yeah. But then the other thing is this. It's like, since I'm an artist, right? They'll be like, you know, oh, you do stuff. Like, you draw for all the, you know, the leaders in the place or whatever the hell. So you can just, like, they'll be like, you can leave him alone. He's all right. He's all right.
It's all good.
You got time for you? Yes, I got time, sir.
So how'd you enjoy your New Year break, I guess, instead of just your
New Year's Eve is actually different. This is the first year in quite some time that I actually stood home. Because for the past few years, New Year's Eve going to New Year's Day, we're actually hanging out with friends and celebrating their place, and then, you know, come back the following day to the house, or, you know, super late yeah, so this is the first time where I actually stood home. And it felt nice because it reminded me of old times of when I was younger, that the way that I would always do it in the past was, the ball drop, family, hug, kiss, and then afterwards, go out and enjoy with friends.
Right, yeah. I remember back in the day doing that, way back in the day.
Yeah, so then, in a relationship and then getting married, it's just, you don't really want to do that because it's just like, oh, we could go out and go do something. We could go hang out with friends. We could get sloshed somewhere else.
Yeah.
So the only real reason why we stood home was that the following day, my wife Jennifer was actually participating in something. My wife, happy time, yeah. So she was actually participating in something.
Excuse me.
That's very famous on the first.
Okay.
She participated for the first time ever, and you know about this. In Coney Island, she did the polar bear plunge.
Oh no.
But the reason why she did it, it is very commendable, and I respect the hell out of her. She has a friend, stage 4 brain cancer, that on her bucket list, she wanted to do this plunge because she has another friend that's been doing it for years.
Okay.
So when she mentioned to Jennifer, oh, I would like for you to go and support me. Jennifer, not knowing what the fucking polar bear plunge was, I'll join you.
See, really? Here's the thing. Okay. Here's the thing. When people ask somebody to do a specific thing or to even think about doing a specific thing, wouldn't you be like, okay, I'm down, but let me see what it's about. So you at least have some type of understanding as okay, what the fuck am I getting into? Because the whole polar bear plunge is to me, when I first heard about this shit, I was like, these people are fucking insane. Fucking insane.
My response is, and you know what? I don't want to sound racist, but it's just like.
It's a WP thing? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, it's a WP thing. Yes, it is. Because I was like, no true Hispanic would be like, you know what I want to do New Year's Day? I want to go to the beach and throw myself in cold water.
It's cold outside. I'm just going to jump in the water. Why not?
Yeah. But the whole thing is this. It's the friend of the friend, right? She's like the one that's been doing it for years. She stated the reason why, she does it. That, in a sense, is kind of like, it's like a baptism without all the religious bullshit.
I completely understand that. I get the purpose of it. I see why people would do it. But personally, I'm good. I'd rather donate in some way to some type of charity or something than actually physically go into freezing fucking waters.
There are a handful of things that I would do that may sound crazy, right? For example, if someone told me, would you like to be a contestant in Double Dare? Fuck yes! I would like to be in Double Dare.
See, but I wouldn't consider that crazy. I think that'd be fun.
With a double hit replacement and everything, I fucking throw myself into fucking slime. Mark Summers, how's it going?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, so I would do that. I would probably go back into the ring one more time,
Mm-hmm.
We already discussed this before that I missed the hell out of pro wrestling, dude.
Of course.
I haven't done it in over a decade because after, the whole, career ending ACL and meniscus tear in my left leg, and then soon after my, me wearing down my hips to get a double hip replacement.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I really can't. do it anymore, but I would love to at least have one more match. If I'm provided something, like if someone says, oh, you can have one more match, you don't have to do a lot, right? And if they entice me, like, you know, you can go again. Foley or Abdul Little Butcher.
They're both really old. They won't do anything to you.
Dude, I don't care. Just to say that I went against my hero Foley or my hero Abby, Abdul Little Butcher, right? You know, yeah, like to have fucking Abby stab me with the fucking fork and bust me open, like mm-hmm. that right there is just like, you know what? I could die happy afterwards, dude. Like, you know, like, wait, hold on. Knock on wood, because I don't want that fucking shit to happen. Hold on 1 second. I just knocked on wood. But yeah, but let's say something like, you know, like that would happen, then yeah, like I would fucking do it in a heartbeat, man. And then afterwards, yeah. Whatever, with the only richest smile on my face that will not go away for like weeks, maybe months, or even that whole fucking year, like every day, like, yo, Alex just seems like he has. Like, he got caught with that Joker gas, right? It's like, so what happened, dude? And they feel my forehead, like, what happened? It's like, I realized what true joy is. It's like, listen, there are certain days, like, in your life that you always remember, and I'll give you the following. And I know you could test with it. Some mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, like, when you graduate, like high school / college, like, you know, that graduation.
Yeah, yeah. That's graduation always, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Marriage, like, you know, dude, like, mm-hmm. that's one of the happiest days of my life, dude. The birth of your birth of your child, the children's, mm-hmm. right? Like, you know, your I mean, children. I don't have them.
Yep.
I don't have them, so, you know, I don't know that one yet.
Right.
Like, when you get your first home, that one I definitely don't know yet.
Your first home?
Your first home.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. I don't know that one either. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, my first comb. I can finally do it myself. Brush, brush, brush. Now I know what you have in this.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, and, like, you know, and for you as a driver, your first car.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, those are actually like really, really awesome experiences.
Yeah, so you know, you get me, like there's certain things. I still remember when the happiest moment of the thing was my first pro wrestling match that I had. It wasn't mm-hmm. the best match. I had so much fun, dude.
Because yeah, at that point what it is. It's kinda like when we first started doing the podcast and shit. It's like that first experience is one of those things to you that, holy shit, I finally did the one thing that I wanted to do. And I was successful at doing just that.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, and I think we discussed this outside the podcast, like, this is very therapeutic for me, dude. Like, honestly, there are a lot of times where I just look forward to, you know, shooting the shit with my bro Steve, and, you know, added now with one of my oldest friends, Franny, and you know, Brian, whenever he's available, you know, I look forward to it, dude. And then even like, let's say one example, when Charlie gets a chance, dude, Charlie's one of my bros, man. We don't mm-hmm. converse like we used to, but whenever we talk, dude. And it's one of those true friendships that we could, you know, we could leave off at a certain thing, but when we get back to it, it's like if we just, you know.
It's completely seamless. Like
time just stood. Yeah, yeah, exactly. But the true testament of friendship. But yeah, mm-hmm. so. Oh man, but I, you know, things like that I look forward to, dude. Like, you know, recording, shooting the shit and having fun. I love it, dude. Like,
oh yeah.
But yeah, but oh, it would be fucking awesome. Like, you get fucking busted open my forehead by Abby or Cactus. Oh.
That would be pretty dope.
But yeah, but oh yeah, but you know, like, and it was funny because before recording, I was actually listening to something from Ron Funches or whatever. And it was like very inspirational. And
which was?
I got like, he was just talking about like, you know, doing a vision board and stuff like that. Like,
oh,
you know,
and, yes, 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 yes. I actually listened to that entire episode and I actually made my own. Haha.
I'm actually thinking about doing it because actually Jennifer did a vision board. Yeah, I'm saying Jennifer did a vision board a few weeks back and, you know, and after listening to Ron explain it and the way like he was passionate about it, Like, mm-hmm. I honestly got, like, I'll be, like, deeply honest with you, dude. It got me emotional. Like, maybe, you know, maybe I should. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, maybe if I put it out there. Because, I mean, like, listen, there's that goal that I have. And my problem, and you've known me for a long time, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like taking risks that I think are unnecessary. Mm-hmm. I like to time my risks right. But because of that, I sometimes hold myself back to a lot of stuff.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And that's the thing with all of us, because I'm in the way, I'm the same way too. Like, I like to take risks, but like, I also like to take very calculated risks. Calculated risks that, like, I know that I'm going to wind up, like, doing the right thing. That's why I wind up thinking so much about a lot of shit. I wind up not doing shit.
And, you know, and the thing is this, you already know, as individuals that are, like, artists, you know, like, because you're an artist too, right?
Yeah.
That we are our own worst critics on a lot of stuff. That's the reason why, like, for example, like, you know, with the webcomic and everything like that, I don't like putting something out unless I feel that it's right. I'll go through stuff, I'll trash it, work on it over again. Like, to be honest, you do that. Like, I have like some old scripts that I looked through that was just like what led to it. You know, the predecessors to actual issues, and I'm just like, I could use something of that line with something else and make a new issue, but I didn't feel I felt at the time like it didn't work. A lot of this stuff I scrapped.
Yep.
Some stuff are like I kept here and there, just, you know, like just in case, just to kind of look back on it, just, you know, just like, okay, maybe I can backtrack to something.
No, yeah, that makes sense, because like you have to always just like try to adjust things and see where they could fit possibly in the future. Yeah.
Because, I mean, listen, when it comes to, like, the vision board and stuff like that, and, you know, we can talk about it now, because at least, you know, we're getting serious here, and I think the fans would love to, you know, like, get to know us personally more and more. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
There are certain goals that I have that, to me, I don't think I would ever be happy unless I really, like, I'm talking about, like, I'm happy, I'm content, but I'm talking about, like, you know, that I can just be like, you know, if I die, I think I'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
So, right, one goal is I've always wanted to be a voiceover actor, because you've known me for years, dude. I love cartoons.
Oh yeah,
like,
absolutely.
I'd rather watch cartoons than regular shows, because I you know, I've always, as a kid growing up, always being sick, asthmatic, you know, in and out of hospitals a lot. My best friend was my number one best friend. My true best friend will always be television.
Oh yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. That's I'm the exact same way when it comes to that.
Yeah, because especially, you know, growing up in the 80s, and you know how bad it was here, especially in Bronx, dude, where you had the height of the AIDS epidemic, the crack epidemic, like, you know, it was just bad. And, you know, I know I could attest to this when it comes to you too, that, you know, we had parents that tried to make sure that they kept us on the right path, that they tried to keep a lot of that stuff away from us. Yeah. Even though it was profound, and, you know, and it was everywhere, dude. Like, you know, you couldn't avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But you know what? That showed us what not to become, what not to fall into.
Yep.
Now, I'm not going to say that I haven't been tempted on certain things or whatever, but, you know, it's life, dude. Like, you know, you get caught up with certain things, but that's neither here nor there. But, you know, I've always, with like growing up and seeing everything that was going on, I always told myself, and the way that my father raised me, you always want to be better than the place you came from.
Oh yeah.
You know,
That's one thing you don't want to do. You don't want to go back into the, you know, the shit that you were in before.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, I grew up in the heart of the ghetto, dude. I you know, raised in the South Bronx, dude, in the Miami section of the South Bronx, like one of the most, you know. Like
the hood of the hoods.
A lot. Yeah, exactly. So
whatever was created in the Mott Haven area.
Yeah, like, you know, honestly, you know, and the whole thing is this, it's just like you have people, and I have friends to this day that will mm-hmm. not come here after a certain time because they just know how this neighborhood is.
But to me, because they have the predetermined thought, they're like, oh yeah, this is how it is there. It's been like that for ages, so it's still gonna be like that now.
Yeah, because I mean,
they don't know any different.
Like to me, it's just like it's home, whatever. Like, you know, mm-hmm. like it's not. It's like, listen, I know the neighborhood is shit, but as dumb as it sounds, it's my shit, dude. Like, you know,
yeah.
like, hey, it's not the best, but you know what? I made the best out of it.
Yeah, exactly. It's the shit that I call home.
Yeah. So the another thing is that, you know, that I also want to do is I want to, like, it could be with the, you know, with the web comic and everything. I want to make my own cartoon.
Right? Okay.
So, I am very, like I said, I'm very influenced by watching a lot of different stuff, you know, anime, regular old school cartoons, new school cartoons. And I've always loved, like, cartoons, just like, you know, that will take, like, characters, like, real life people and just roll with that. Like, you know, the humor of actuality, if you will.
Right.
Right. Like, is, you know, dude, life is cynical. If you really look into it, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, it absolutely is, yeah.
You know, yeah. So you can find the humor in almost anything when it comes to life. That's the reason why with the webcomic, a lot of the stuff that's there is based off of shit that, I know in the past it was what you and I have gone through. And now, like, in the newer stuff, it's stuff that I've gone through because, you know, your life is a little different now.
Yeah, and plus, like, I'm not there to experience it the same way that we would. Back in the day when we were actually doing it in the beginning, we were literally experiencing the exact same thing at the exact same time.
Yeah, because we worked together, we hung out a lot, you know, yeah. But, you know, at least now when it comes to, like the comic stuff, it's just a lot of situations have occurred, be it at work or my personal life, that I incorporate a lot of that stuff.
Yep.
Like, to be honest with you, dude, you already know that that old issue, the milk and milk substitute issue.
Oh yeah,
that's an actual conversation that I had with my former manager, and the same conversation with Jennifer, my wife. Oh, we've had that conversation, like, and it was almost to the T of how I wrote it.
Yep.
Except, you know, I tweaked it a bit to make it, you know, a little more humorous.
Of course, yeah.
But, yeah. But, you know, that's how it is. So I always said that I wanted to do something similar like that. Like, you know.
Well, it's kind of what they say. It's like what a lot of people say is that, like, life, well, art somewhat, you know, mimics life in a way.
Yeah, life imitates art and vice versa.
Yeah, that one. Whatever. Yeah.
Stop correcting me, and the geek shall inherit the earth. No, sorry.
I think I was just gonna name it. That's what I'm gonna name it this week. Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that one. I like that.
Yeah, that one.
episode one something something.
188. Episode that one. Wow. Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Yeah, that one. So yeah, so then another thing is this, was that even though I did it in the past, because since I love, you know, hard rock, heavy metal, right? My friend and I, we actually did a track a long time ago, but the problem with the track was that it was recorded so low that, you know, I mean, I'm proud of it, dude. Like, you know, it's a song that I wrote, and, you know, he wrote the music too. And the intro and everything was, like, ideas that we threw out together. I mean, I would love to pass it to you so you could hear it. Mm-hmm. But like I said, it's just the quality of it is so low that, I don't know, dude. Like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to send it to you so you can listen to it.
No, I think you sent this to me before. I think I heard it with you back in the day. Like, I think back when we were in college, we played it for me, I think it was.
Yeah, so And dude, you don't know how proud I was of that. What I would love to do is I would either like to re-record that song or just do another track, because it's been a long time. Mm-hmm. And mind you, listen, I'm not a singer. I'm more of a vocalist, you know? My favorite artists are vocalists.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, I would love to do, like, you know, either renew that track or do a new track.
Okay.
Right? And, yeah, that's something else I would love to do. This one is, like, you know, more obscure. I would love to be a victim in a horror movie. You know, like, I could be the first person that gets killed or whatever, but just to be like, you know, oh.
I just would, kill me, please, like, you know, kill me.
Yeah. And my life, please.
And just right now, just whatever, temporarily, like, on film, please.
Nah, I can see right now, whatever, like, yeah, like, he's sick.
He's so deranged.
Yeah. It's like, listen, I did hardcore wrestling for years. I have scars on my body due to, like, you know, hits with barbed wire at bats, going through tables, getting hit with glass balls. Jesus Christ, I do a lot sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying, and you've seen it. I think you've seen a lot of stuff firsthand, like how crazy it was.
Oh yeah, I remember those days.
I can see right now you'd be like, was it? Still? Yeah, still.
Because the thing is, like when we first met, like, I remember seeing the stuff on the TVs, and I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. But then actually seeing it in person, I was like, okay, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But I didn't think, it was still fun.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking, you know, nothing compares to doing, like, a live show. Getting, you know, trying to work a crowd and stuff like that. It's exhilarating, dude. Mm-hmm. That's, like, part of the reason why, like I said, like, you know, if I could do at least one more time to get out of my system, I'll fucking do it.
True. Yeah, that's fair.
But the whole thing would be, and I'll be honest with you, dude, I know I probably have the fucking rustiest ring rust, dude, have to train definitely. For a while. Yeah, dude, like I said, I haven't done it in over 10 years. Like, honestly, like, because of, like, everything with the double hip replacement and everything like that, like, I know that I would have to, like, get back into wrestling shape.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a shape now, but, you know.
A shape.
Yeah, I'm A shape. What is it? Fucking lines. It rounds.
What do you think? What do you think, people?
Rotund. Yeah. Listen. I'm now the fat friend. Well, I am, Steve. Steve, I remember back then when you were heavier than I. Now I'm heavier than you are.
Yeah. Sure. No, I appreciate it. I appreciate
actually,
it.
No, but I'm just saying, we were always around the same weight anyway. So.
Yeah, we were. The only thing is, like we kind of carried it differently.
Yeah,
that's the only difference it was.
Fat than you.
That what?
I had more fat back than you. But that was because, you know, in wrestling, I used to always work out. Well, the three places I always worked out when it came to wrestling, just to keep myself, you know, so thing, I would always work on my shoulders, my neck, and my back.
Yep.
So I always had, like, you know, because a lot of bumps. I mean, I worked on my legs and everything too, but, you know, not as much as I worked my upper body to make sure.
Right, you didn't work it out enough to be like fucking Corpse Grinder, to have like the fucking neck of doom and shit.
Yeah, enough that if I get dropped on my head, I'll be all
right. Right, exactly. You have enough padding there to be all right.
Yeah, but another one, like, you know, when it comes to like current personal goals and stuff like that is. My ultimate goal is, since I got my passport finally, I want to use it. And actually, one of the places I would love to go to is Japan. But I would need money. So that's why, you know, career wise, I would love to get a better job.
Oh, yeah.
And it would be great if it, you know, if it all involved ICG, which honestly, that's what, you know, what I love about this, because it's just like the opportunity there. We, you know, it's just financial backing. I'm talking to you people.
Yeah, that's one of the things that actually is on mine as well, is building the podcast and building the website to actually be successful. Like, yeah, we have listeners now, but to be to the point that we can actually, that it actually winds up paying for itself in a way. Because of course, yeah, this shit, like, even though it is free for everybody to listen to, like, it still takes money to shit to fucking put out or whatever. So,
but you know what?
Yeah,
there are ways for it to happen, and I know that within time and persistence, we can do it.
Oh yeah, like, and that's the thing, like it's whatever. Like, I'm not saying like, okay, yeah, I want to make fucking tons of money off of this shit, but it'd be nice, because this is actually something that I do enjoy doing. Like, I enjoy the fuck out of this. Like, I enjoy sitting and talking with you guys and interacting with you and basically letting people know like the things that I think is fucking cool. And excuse me.
For a second, it's not like you were getting kind of emotional there. So I was just like, I didn't know if you were using the call to kind of cover you, like, you know, like your emotions.
In a way, it was a little bit of both.
Yeah.
But
dry mouth.
It was a little bit of dry mouth, a little bit of phlegm, a little bit of emotion. Yeah. So it was a phlegmotional moment.
A phlegmotional moment. You know, for some reason you were summoning in a Hebrew. I know.
Yep, basically. Nah, see, but like I said, like, I really enjoy doing this, and I would love to actually like somehow make this a bigger thing than what it is now. Like, it's a great show for what it is, and from what I've heard from you know, from listeners and stuff, they say that, yo, this is it's a good, fun, informative podcast. Which is what I'm kind of striving for. And what I'm striving to do is to actually like build it to something else. Like, not just like an audio podcast. Like I've said before plenty of times, I kind of want to go towards the whole digital route, the whole video route, which is something that's going to be a little bit different, because of course, like, nowadays you can't really put shit on YouTube, because YouTube is the fucking cunt about shit. But, who knows? There are ways and there are possibilities. The possibilities are endless. So, like, why the fuck not, right? Give it a shot. Give it a try.
Yeah. If you only had one shot. Oh, can't do that. Copyright.
But, yeah, building a site and a podcast is one of those things that, like, is on my board. And some, one of the things that I'm, like, really looking forward to actually doing.
I love that, dude. I really do. And then the one that we discussed before, that I would love to do more conventions, you know, with money allowed, of course.
Oh yeah,
I would love it that I would love that if, let's say, for example, if this, you know, this snowball into something even more fantastic, and we get invited to conventions, like,
fuck. Oh, that'd be amazing. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, that'd be great.
And to be honest with you, I would, like, you know, I wouldn't do what, like, a lot of the celebrities would do, that, you know, like, charge you for autographs or whatever. It's like, listen, you're giving me the time, I'll give you the time. I don't mind taking pictures, I don't mind autographing, no, you know, like, because, I mean, I get it that some, you know, that some people's bread and butter to do that.
Right, yeah. But those are people that are just like, yeah, I'm not really doing anything else. So, or even if they are doing a bunch of other shit, a lot of people are just so like, it just basically, it doesn't make any sense sometimes to us. But of course, you got to think about, like, you know, that's how other people do. That's how other people do things as well. It's like they do things completely different. It's weird, but because they go through agents and all this other bullshit. So yeah, it makes sense in a way.
No, and I get it, cause, you know, people always need finances. Like, you know, hey, like sometimes I guess like you gotta get to these places with your money and somehow try to make it back. So I kind of get it, but it's just like for the most part, like I'm on that whole like fluffy mentality, which is, you know, hey, you guys made me or whatever. I have no problem, you know, spending time,
right,
taking pictures and talking. You know, I besides, you already know, dude, I love to converse, man. It is fucking blatantly obvious that we're doing this right now. And
oh yeah, I would have never fucking noticed. I would have never noticed until this very moment that you mentioned it. That after like the ages that we've known each other, the almost I guess brother, probably you could say like almost
brother, 20 years. I was gonna say, brother, you already know. Being raised by my sister and gay brothers, like, you know, I love to converse, dude. I love to converse. I see the world a little differently than a lot of people, right? But that's just because, like I said, you know, growing up in a neighborhood that kind of toughens you out, you know, more than you should be. Also, with the different thing of like, you know, I think we discussed it before, you know, being adopted. So, you know, it's just I see the world differently than a lot of people. And then another personal one, and I think you would totally agree with this, you know, because of the love of comics and stuff like that, like, well, the love of Batman, right? I would love to, you know, if all this fame could parlay for me to at least do a Batman story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That right there, you know, and I would just
mention, see, because here's the thing, that this actually makes us go back to what we did like a couple years ago.
That yeah, we I did. I don't want to mention it because I don't want to jinx it.
Dude, that shit was fucking dope.
But yeah, I know. And the idea of it, right?
Yeah.
I'm being very vague because, you know, I always said this, like, you know, we could go back to this podcast and just be like, you know, we did kind of hint at it, right? And, you know,
and the thing is, like, it wasn't even just a hint because we actually did something with it, kind of.
Yeah, I'm just saying we created something and yeah. I'm going to leave it that vague. We created something, and it was something that, you know, that because of a love for something, of love for a character that's been around mm-hmm. for like ever, right? You know, we took something and we made it. I would love for that to be out in the world, all right? But to be known that we did it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, and that's one of those things that you can actually, you could still fucking do that shit. You could still fucking feel like you want to be more creative in a way, and you can write that on your board, because I'm pretty sure that's what you want to do. Yeah. You want to create something that's amazing.
Yeah, and then, you know, the
that's actually the something that's on mine as well. Like,
I actually want to write one or whatever. It's just like, I don't want to say I want to be filthy rich, but, you know, yeah, I want to be well off.
Yeah. I actually want to, I want to add, what is it? I want to start saving. Saving is one of those
things. Yeah, because everything goes to build. I want, you know what's funny? In my vision board, I just want to get rid of my debt. That's the first step, you know. I want to get rid of debt.
Oh, yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, college loans. Thank you, credit
mm-hmm.
card.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. I mean, the only thing that it affects you is that you get like a lot of calls and emails and stuff and letters in the mail.
Right, but at that point, you can it can be annoying, but you could also just fucking ignore the fuck out of that shit, which is what a lot of people do.
Like, you can. Now you're saying that, like, you don't know how many times I had to fucking block the number for the student loan. and then they got smart and they started using like different numbers, like, son of a bitch, like, you know, and then I had to block that number.
And then they start using numbers close to like your mom's phone number and shit.
Yeah, and
you're like, why is my mom calling me? No.
Hello. Hi. This is Sarah from I'm gonna stop you right there. Click.
It's like, God damn you, Sally Mae, I hate you.
Remember, it's now Navi.
Oh yeah, that one too. Fucking goddamn it.
No, I mean, like, remember it, what was it? It went from Sally Mae and then Navi. It's like, we'll take over from here, and then they broke mm-hmm. my legs. give us our money.
You're worse than the Vegas bookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Stewie with the bet. Where's my money? Where's my money?
Yeah, basically. Exactly.
Yeah, but and then, you know, the other thing would be this. It's just like, you know, when things get better, like with a better job and everything like that, you know, try to get my own place. That's another goal.
That's a great one, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just because of debt, there's no way I can do it right now.
So. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, but like I said, it's just, I can share right now just saying, like, listen, I'm taking the right steps to go, you know, to try to push forward in a positive way, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't want to jinx it, and I don't want to, like, you know, put anything out there that can, you know, threaten whatever I have now, if you will.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I will say this, that I'm trying to make this year a good year.
That's all we can do.
Yeah.
We just try to stay positive and fucking push through all the bullshit.
Exactly. But you know what? Things have been working out well so far. You know what I mean? Like, listen, another day above ground is always a good day. So, you know, at least that.
Motherfucking right.
Yeah, the simple victories. Yay, I'm still breathing.
Yeah. And even though it is a simple victory, it's a good victory.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so things like that, you know, like with that's what's set. You know what I mean? Like that would be part of the board.
Mm-hmm.
What about your board, dude? You mentioned some stuff, but anything else?
One thing that I want to do, because of course, like, I've tried to see like what my credit's like and shit, and honestly, like, I don't really have a credit score because I've never really taken out loans or fucking other than like school loans and shit, but like that doesn't really count towards your credit score and shit like that. But as far as like having credit cards and stuff, it kind of does, but it doesn't at the same time. But
I got you.
Like credit cards and shit is something that I've never really had. So even though I did have them in college, like at this point, it basically, like, it's been fucking forever. So it basically canceled itself out. So like I guess $200 that I owed or whatever, that disappeared. So yeah, it's just building my credit and trying to actually, you know, do something that I can actually like eventually wind up getting a house and stuff like that, because of course you need credit to fucking buy a house. So yeah, that's what I want to do.
Or just boatloads of money.
Right. Yeah, of course you have fork loads of money, but you know, it's always something that
you need good credit, so you can kind of have that boatloads of money or a lotto. Exactly. Yay.
Right. Yeah. See, but I that fork loads of money and the lotto is there's too many people play the lotto to be like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna win the lotto. And especially I don't play it as much as you do, but like, yeah, no.
Yeah, you already know, Dan, because we discussed this in the past, that I do always put like money to the side to play the same numbers. And I got that habit from my late father. So, you know, it's just, you know,
it's a tradition to actually play it like that.
Dude, I joke around and call it the Puerto Rican pastime because I know a lot of Puerto Ricans that do it like that. So.
It's the truth. They do.
Yeah.
You can. It's either that or number.
Yeah.
You remember going to the first spot back in the day?
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you. Most of the numbers that I play is everything's based off of my dad. So, you know, it's just. Mm-hmm. I think it would be like so bittersweet that if somehow, fingers crossed,
when they're getting something off the number and shit.
Yeah, it would be him. Like, you know, I did make a promise to myself that one of the first charities that I would do, and like, and I would put it under his name, was I would donate to St. Jude.
Okay.
Because the one thing I always said, and I think I said it in the past in the podcast, that I think that it's so fucked up when it comes to the citizens of life that, you know, that kids fucking don't even live their lives because they got fucking a cancer, like a rare form of cancer and stuff. Yep. And, you know, that breaks my heart, dude. Like, you know, it's just like, damn, you know, it's really nice to hear when they beat it, but it breaks my heart even more so when you have a majority of people that don't.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many people that actually don't wind up coming out of the whole disease. And that's what sucks.
Yeah, so like I said, if ever comes to good money, I would cut a good check for that, because that's the one thing that I know, especially with my dad passing with cancer too, that it would be like, you know what, in his name, I would.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I'm too broke to even pay attention, dude, so whatever.
Word. I completely agree with you.
Yeah, I'm that broke? Yeah, I know.
No, no.
I'm the poor friend now.
No, man, I'm in the same fucking boat as you are, dude.
Yeah, you worked your ass off just to get by.
Yeah.
And, you know, it sucks.
That's that, sad shit, man.
You know, that work, you understand, working paycheck to paycheck, that, you know, right away, you have to, like, budget everything. Well, you know, yay adulthood, right? That, you know, you try to be as responsible as possible. I mean, listen, there are a lot of times where, like, I would love to go out and do stuff, but I can't because, you know, I got to take care of responsibilities first.
Yeah. You always got to take care, make sure you take care of responsibilities first, because if not, you can't fucking take care of shit.
Yeah. And then another one, going back to my thing, even though this one's simple and stupid, would be like, you know, maybe if I had the time to, you know, maybe go back to the gym and stuff like that. Like, you know, it's been like forever, dude.
So, okay.
You know, I always work. So, and then whenever I'm like home and during the weekends, it's just taking care of the responsibilities that I got to take care of that I don't have the time for,
mm-hmm.
you know, during the week.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of goes into mine. It's like, I kind of want to not just lose weight, but I want to get to my goal weight. I'm almost there. But I want to actually, you know, get there and actually tone up just a little bit. Because, of course, I, like, have a lot of fucking excess fat and shit everywhere. So, kind of want to get rid of some of that the right way. And not, like, going through surgeries and shit.
Yeah, Oh, dude, I used to joke around saying, like, listen, if I hit the lotto, whatever, I'm going to be shallow as fuck, dude. Like, so, yeah, skin, you know, skin removal, stuff like that, you know, like, I'm going to be a shallow bitch, dude.
You're going to be a shallow old former fat guy?
Yeah, yeah, and then, like, come on, no, like, you know, like, if I worked out, you could do it too. How you worked it out with money?
Like, look, I'm the Rock now. I know you.
Yeah, it's like, it's more like the Pebble, but whatever. Yeah. It's like, he's like, who are you fooling? You're the Boulder. You fat. I know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, fun. But. Yeah, so yeah, that's like things set like that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So we can do. You just gotta try to make your things that are attainable, things that are
exactly.
Well, one thing that I kind of, it's one of those classes that we have to take for fucking work and shit. But like, I wound up taking it because I was like, fuck, I kind of want to take it anyway. Which were like, you know, SMART goals and shit like that. Those are one. That's one of those that they had on there for. I was like, "Ooh, okay, this is something I could actually use outside of fucking work." So yeah, I took that class, and I was like, "Okay, that makes sense."
Oh man, hold on 1 second.
Okay, cool. Holding on. I am sitting here holding on. I don't know why.
Now I'm back. This.
Yeah.
Like, come on, guy. Look out. Now I'm back for the podcast.
Yay. fucking retarded. I'm sorry.
Whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
No. So what happened was the missus was actually trying to take her pills for the evening, and
I gotcha.
She kind of choked on the water, so she was coughing. I was trying to make sure she was all right. That's the reason why I was saying, hold on, like, you know.
You're like, don't die, don't like, die.
It was like, listen, you did a polar bear plunge or whatever, and now this water's going to take you on that fucking cold water from the beach? This is bullshit.
It's the wrong cold water.
Yeah. Look at that. The revenge of the beach or whatever. Damn you, Coney Island. Damn you,
the hell. Water attacks.
Bardew.
Oh man, yeah.
But yeah, but this was fun, man. I really, you know,
it is. It's been a fun episode so far. So I guess it's
been
good place.
Yeah, I think exactly. So now I just want to say to the fans, thank you for listening. Happy New Year, and May 2020 bring you whatever you want. Except for murder and plunder or whatever, unless it's like, you know, certain individuals in office that are trying to start World War III, but whatever.
Yo, what the fuck is it with people fucking going crazy about World War III right now? Like, oh my God. Like, let's not even try to get to that yet.
I don't want to think of that, dude. But, you know, it just seems like, yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't like thinking about that shit either, but the fact that, like, everybody's going all crazy about it. I'm like, dude, just calm the fuck down. That may not even happen. And if it does, like, just hope for the best.
You don't want to think negatively, but, you know, it's just, yeah, we live in that day and age. So, like, you know, listen, security is advanced now and everything like that. And there are more precautions taken when it comes to so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the you never know factor.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, you're right. Unfortunately. But it's all good. It's all good. Just got to keep moving forward.
Exactly. So I think from there, whatever. Thank you once again, people. You know, and yes. I hope you enjoyed the randomness of this episode.
Yeah, this episode was all over the fucking place. And right
from
the
good way.
Rightfully so, exactly. It was kind of a dull week when it came to fucking news and shit this week, as far as like the shit that we bring you guys. So I figured, why not just talk shit for the whole fucking hour? And that's what we've been doing.
And that we did.
And that's kind of one of the best things that we do is just talk shit all day.
It's kind of funny joking around, like, I think it's a Bronx thing.
It could be. Yeah.
Oh, man.
God damn you. God damn you, Michael Clark Duncan. But yes.
Like the drink, only not spelled the same.
Ah, yes. Yeah, so thank all you guys, all you listeners. And like I said, like Alex said, you know, we just want to wish you a whole happy new year full of positivity and health and prosperity and all that goodness.
Keep pushing forward, folks. That's all you can do.
Exactly. But before we continue with the year, we'll just finish up this episode, right? So, check out innercitygeeks.com where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes, including this show. We also have, soon we're going to have It's Poppin' with Franny the fangirl. She's working on a show, on her own little show. We also have Bri2J Presents, which should be coming out with some really cool new shit. And we kind of got a tease of it before, after the new year. We were just talking offline. Brian's gonna be doing a cool fucking review, which I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, Brian has a lot of stuff, you know, in the works, man. And I commend the motherfucker. But, you know, he works, dude. He's dedicated.
Yeah.
And you know, Brian, you already know, man. I love you, brother. I salute you. You do what you do, brother. Keep doing you, son.
Motherfucker, right, son.
My guy.
My nigga.
Monica.
Yep. What else? Comics with Sabor, Manga Times, Anime World, Good Games. Find all that shit on intercitygeeks.com. Also, you can find episodes of Turntable, the first season of Turntable. And First Watch. And what else? That's pretty much it for all the shows. We also have random shit that we wound up writing on the site. And some movie reviews and music reviews and the Inner City Geeks webcomic that Alex has been doing.
That we do.
Yeah.
We do. I'm not taking all the credit, dude. Okay. It was our brainchild. No, I'm saying it's our brainchild, dude. Like, you know, we did this together. When, you know, with the inception of, you know, the site, you want, you know, and we got to this story plenty of times that you said you wanted to put different content. And I was, you know, and when you mentioned, hey, why don't we do a comic? And I was like, okay.
You're like, fuck yeah, let's do a comic.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, a lot of people, you know, it's been the positive reviews when I put stuff here and there. So it's just like, you know what? I'm going to try to work on a new issue soon. Like I said, I did work on the script. I scrapped it because, like I said, I don't, like, if I really don't like it, it's just like, nope.
Right, yeah.
But there have been ideas that were, you know, like, on the works that I can put on, you know, that something, I would say, hopefully, by the end of January, there'll be a new issue.
Sweet. That's exciting, man. I'm very excited for that shit, dude.
Yeah, what I'm really waiting for is that after I do this issue, it's going to be that big issue that I wanted to work on. And that story has been in the works for a bit. So, you know, it's just like, oh, my
God. Okay, okay.
Like that, yeah, that one's going to be offensively good.
That's always a good thing. I like that. I like those words. Offensively good are actually very, very good words for me. Also, like, yo, if you guys haven't checked out the last two episodes before this one, go check them out, of course. It's our rundown of some shit that we actually enjoyed in 2019. So we spoke about our favorite movies of 2019, which was episode 186. And then our favorite TV shows of last year, of 2019, which was episode 187. So make sure you check out those two episodes as well.
AKA the one that I call the homicide episode.
Right, yeah. So make sure you check
it out. Like, but that's not the name.
Yeah, that's not the actual name of the episode. But yeah, we get it. We'll see.
In my heart of hearts, it is.
We'll see what we mean. But make sure you check all those out. And while you're on the site, when you scroll all the way to the bottom, you can find links to a bunch of cool shit. One of the first cool things that you'll see, you'll find a link to Amazon.com, which is a place that you get a whole bunch of cool shit. Amazon provides pretty much fucking everything. Because what can't you get off of fucking Amazon? Right? Like, there's literally nothing that you can't get off of Amazon,
which is kind of fucking, dude, sad. Amazon's the handiest thing ever, man. When it comes to a lot of stuff, like, honestly,
yeah,
a majority of, like, shopping and stuff that, like, miscellaneous things I need for the house, Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
that's how I sell it. Random shit that you need for the house, Amazon.
Yeah, exactly. So make sure you click on that link. and it'll take you to Amazon. And while you are clicking that link to Amazon, and actually, the main link that I'm giving you is actually the link to get 1 month free of Amazon Prime. And of course, who doesn't like a free month of Amazon Prime, right? Get a bunch of cool shit off of Amazon Prime. Of course, you get free shipping and shit, but you also get Amazon Prime Video, which is one of those cool fucking bonus things that are pretty damn awesome on Amazon Prime. That fucking, you can actually watch a bunch of cool shit on there. A couple of the shows that we actually spoke about on our favorite shows of the season, of the year, favorite TV shows, was The Boys and Good Omens and... of course, it wasn't on the list, but The Marvelous Miss Maisel. Those are all on fucking Amazon Prime, so you can check that shit out.
Didn't you mention it as an honorable mention? No, right?
Yes, it was an honorable mention. But it wasn't one of the top, top ones, unfortunately. Still a
okay.
good
show. Okay, okay, okay.
It's still a good show. And that's kind of how they talk on the show, too, because it's all like in the fucking like 50s and shit. But... yeah, make sure you check out Amazon Prime. Click on that link, check out Amazon Prime. And then if you don't want to check out Amazon Prime, you can just click on that link and then fucking just go shopping. Because why the fuck not, right?
Gives us we get a little something of it, folks. So, you know,
it gives us a little credit. And you won't have to pay anything extra. It's all just regular shit for you. It's a little bonus for us. also,
please help us.
Yeah, exactly. Help us, please. Also, on NerdSeekGeeks.com, you'll find the link to So Sick Clothing Company, and they're a dope ass company that sells some pretty cool ass geek related stuff like shirts and hoodies and hats and a whole bunch of cool shit. So make sure you check that. And when you're at checkout, type in NerdSeekGeeks. For 10% off, I believe. Yeah. So it's for 10% off or just a good percentage off because I think it's 10% or 15%. My brain isn't working right now. But
it's okay. They sponsor the show. So, you know, please look out, folks.
Yeah, you'll see it on the fucking in the notes when I post the episode. You see all that shit there. Because of course those are all links to the show as well. To those places as well, too. So make sure you do that. Also on NerdSeekGeeks.com, you'll find a link to Kushly. It's a place that you can get some CBD shit. Some organic, dope-ass CBD stuff. For those that don't know, CBD is one of those... it comes from, like, the hemp plant. And it's something that helps your ailments. And it's all natural. It's no fucking bullshit shit. And it, like I said, it comes from the hemp plant. So it's something that you would think is actually weed related, but it actually isn't. Because it, like after you check it out, it doesn't fucking, you don't have no traces of weed in your system. You don't get fucking, you can get tested and you'll be fine. You don't get high off of the shit. It just makes you feel good. So check out the CBD stuff. They have oils and gummies and lotions and all that cool shit on there. So make sure you go check that out. So Kushly.com, click that link, and you will get 15% off of your entire purchase. And then one final thing that you can get on NerdSeekGeeks.com, and that is some beard product from Beard Octane. Of course, you know, I enjoy my beard shit because, of course, my beard is quite nice. So,
you got an epic beard, bro. Just so you know.
Thank you. Actually, the funny thing is, like, the other day I was on my way home, I was walking home, and there were some Mormons walking down the street. And one of the dudes was like, "Oh my God, that's such a nice beard." I'm like, "Oh, why, thank you."
Yeah, so you trying to hit on me, sir?
No. He wasn't trying to recruit me or anything. Because, of course, you know, my beard wasn't like...
wait, did this happen in Orlando?
No, not
anybody. Anybody who knows Book of Mormon knows that joke.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if anything or whatever, Steve, asa diga iboe.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so yeah, it was kind of fun. It was kind of funny to actually get a cool remark from a Mormon, and I appreciate you, Mr. Mormon dude.
Thank you, Brother John.
Yeah, so once again, Beard Octane. It's a pretty dope ass fucking site. They got some really cool beard oils, beard balms, beard butters. They actually have supplements that actually help you grow your beard, which is pretty fucking dope. They have like the biotin growing stuff, which is pretty fucking cool. Like, I personally don't need it, but there are people that actually want to grow their beard and have issues with it growing because, of course, you know, not everybody can grow a perfect beard. So biotin helps you. So why not give it a shot? Of course, it's not going to be from one day to the next. You're going to have a pretty dope ass beard, but it's a process in which you got to go through. And then, of course, that process is you got to take the biotin, you let it grow. But then at that point, as it's growing, you have to start using the product as well, because, of course, you want to make sure that the skin underneath your hairs is actually healthy as well, because if not, it's going to be pointless to do all this shit, because if you don't take care of the skin underneath your beard, it's stupid.
Wow, look at that. You scold the person. That's bad. You got to grow your beard right.
Right, because it's the absolute truth, because a lot of people that grow beards or try to grow beards have that issue that, like, oh, my beard is super itchy. Yeah, it's itchy because you're not taking care of it. You're not keeping it hydrated. You're not keeping everything fucking like where it's supposed to be. So if you actually take care of it, you get the oils, because a lot of these oils are like, they're all natural oils. So it's stuff that your skin actually needs. And being that your skin isn't getting all the air and stuff like that that you have all over the place, of course, it's kind of covered in shit. So getting these oils into your skin is actually things that that help. And it also helps the hairs so that you don't have like split ends and a whole bunch of fucking crazy, just weird shit happening on your face.
Oh, dude, I always got to trim because I get split ends, you know, in the beard.
Right, exactly. See, you're one of those candidates that could actually go for some type of, you know, some type of beard product, because the beard products help. They help a lot.
Oh, dude, I was trying to fix my beard a while ago and I fucked up. Cut it short. I gotta let it grow out again.
No, that's not good, man. That's not good. But it happens, you know. It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, because you know, I don't have the money to go to an actual, you know, to a barber or stylist to fix it like that. So, yeah, I gotta try to do it myself.
I don't have the money to do that shit either. That's why I do the shit myself too, and I think I do a decent job with it. Not gonna lie, I think I do a kind of okay job.
Lucky me or whatever, my beard grows pretty quick anyway, so
right. You know,
it just sucks. I gotta wait it out for a bit to kind of grow out again.
Right. Yeah. See, for me, as far as the growing part, like I usually just trim down the sides, and then I'll get like little random shits here and there, like on my face and shit. But I just trim down the sides with a buzzer or a trimmer or whatever, and then like I'll just with a little scissor. I'll just trim down the little excess, you know, little flies or flyaways and shit. That way it makes it look all nice and pretty. And then I use a heated comb or a heated brush, actually. Yes, I'm sorry. Not a heated comb because that'd be stupid, but a heated brush to make it all nice and uniforms.
I'm gonna start calling you Steven Scissorhands.
Steven Scissorhands. Yeah, I can dig it. That's fine. That's fine with me. I can do it. Yes. And if you need some you know, some more beard products as well, you can actually get some fucking tools from Beard Octane as well. They have combs and scissors and brushes. So all that shit you can find that on Beard Octane. And whatever you want to get, you can type in code ICG10 and you will get 10% off of your entire fucking purchase. So why the fuck not? Go ahead and do it. You got some cool shit on there.
Do it now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Do it now. Yeah, so that's pretty much it for that. So check out all those places. Look, they're pretty damn awesome. And then... What's up, folks? This is a little bit of an edit. As you can see with the little transition that I added there. This week I actually made a post on the Instagrams for stickers. We got stickers this week, and I figured I'd put it out there to see who would want an Inner City Geek sticker. And within a few hours or so, they all went away. So I just wanted to give a shout out to everybody that hit me up on the Instagrams, or hit us up on the Instagrams for the stickers. And so a big shout out to Tara in Arkansas, Shannon in Canada, Ish in Brandon or Riverview, yeah, and Brian from Salty Language, all the way in Toledo, Ohio. Yeah. So thank you guys for following us and all this good stuff. So yeah. On to the rest of it, I guess. Check out the show on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Spotify is probably the best place that you could probably find the show, because of course, you know, tons of fucking people use Spotify, and it's actually a good way to share it with everyone, because of course, like I said, everybody fucking uses Spotify, so why the fuck not, right? You find every single episode that we have on there, as well as like episodes that we've posted of Turntable and fucking First Watch and all that shit. You can find all that shit on Spotify. So why the fuck not, right? Check that shit out. It's fucking cool. And then at that point, you could also like, you could save it into your shit. So why the fuck not do that? Find us on Spotify. All Inner City Geeks, one word. Yes, do that. Then you can actually find us on the social medias. You can find us on the Facey Space. So faceyspace.com/innercitygeeks on the Instagram at innercitygeeks, on the Twitter at innercitygeeks. And Alex, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me on Twitter at Dinyed, D-I-N-Y-E-D, and on Instagram, D-I-N period Y-E-D.
Yes. And you can find me on the Twitters and the Instagrams at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. Yes.
For a second, it sounded like you were trying to remember how to spell it.
No. I was trying, instead of rushing through it, I was trying to, you know, just ease my way into it, right?
I love how we get into tangents with the closing credits. I love this.
Exactly. Dude, we've been trying to close out the show for the last like 20 minutes almost.
It's okay. Dude, I know the fans are loving this. Like, yo, these guys.
Well, I would hope so. I would hope so. So say goodbye, sir.
Until next time, folks. Happy New Year once again.
Yes, yes, yes. Until next time. But before I go, like I always do every episode, I like to introduce you to some musics. And this week, I am bringing you a song from somebody that we actually had on the show a long fucking time. Well, not really a long time. Probably like about a year ago or so, or 2 years. But from a dude that's been around for a very long time. But of course, he's also does a lot of, you know, a lot of other music other than his rap shit. And I'm talking about Ice-T and his band Body Count. And I'm talking about a new song by Body Count called Carnivore. and it's fucking dope. It's heavy. It's awesome. And it's actually the title track to the upcoming album, which is, of course, named Carnivore. And that comes out in March. So make sure you check this shit out and enjoy the fuck out of it. So, like I always say, don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.